16 by 12. You could put three beds or four beds in them rooms. Mm-hmm. That's the way they build the houses some days. But the colored people, and most of the white people, build big rooms then. But they don't have them these days. It's one bed. Like a room like this. It's one, them two rooms, it's about be bigger than these two rooms. So they could put two beds or four beds in them rooms at them days.
I guess you knew that with, 21 children?
That's wow. Right. That's right. But they had the same thing, raised all them children. It, right in a three-room house, but the room was big. They put four beds. Mm-hmm. And then the kitchen was long, big, long kitchen. Mm-hmm. They had a bed in there for the boys. And then they had a little kitchen, and the girls was in one room, and the boys was in another. It was time, back in them days, when I come along, and that's the way we had to live. It had a fireplace, cut a half a quart of wood and put on it. That's the way they made the chimneys. And now they make them just about 2 feet. But now they used to make them 8 foot.
And did you cook in the chimney at all?
You had to hang the pots up the chimney. We come along one time, they hung the pots, had a hanger up the chimneys. And they had a fire down there, boil the food, you know. Them then they had stove to cook in, had ovens. They put the fire under the oven and fire on top of it. And that's the way they cooked them bitters, and they had good food.
I bet it was good. What kind of food did you eat?
Well,
what was your favorite?
Well, we're going down to the food. Well, we had on a Sunday, we had chicken, biscuits. All through the week, we milk and butter, cornbread, syrup. That's the way we come through.
Mm, that sounds yummy.
That's right.
Well, how high were the ceilings in that house? You said the rooms were very, very big.
Very big.
Well, about how high were the ceilings? Were they about, 8 or 9 feet or bigger
than
that?
Them rooms were thin. These like room they build now, them rooms, the law was every bit on 15, 16 foot.
Mm-hmm.
In them days.
Uh-huh. Now, you said there was a fireplace. What do you call the part of the fireplace that comes out of the house and comes up?
Chimney.
Like, right. And what do you call the part inside at the house? It was, you know, you say we went up to the fireplace?
Up to the fireplace.
Or do you have another word for fireplace, C.J.?
Well, the only thing I could say, we have the fireplace, and then we could say, call the hoist.
Good, that's
right.
The word I wanted.
That's right.
What about the little thing that you had inside the fireplace that held the logs? What did you call that?
Well, we had... They come with dog irons.
That's a darling name. I like
that's
that.
Right.
What about the part above the fireplace that you put maybe candles on or pots and pans or something like that?
Well,
the part that people, little kids hang their stockings on. Yeah. What do you call that?
Well, we always call it the mouthpiece.
Right. That's exactly what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
What about, did you have any special terms for the kind of resinous wood that you use for starting the fire? You said you use big logs to keep the fire going.
Yeah.
What did you use at the beginning to start it up?
Well, my father used to wake it up in the morning and of course he always, at that day they had fire and they wrapped up the coals.
Mm-hmm.